My name is Nick Karakoudas, K-A-R-A-K-O-U-D-A-S. I'm a farmer. I grow fruits and vegetables here in Deerfield. I live on the Middle Road. This is the time of year that farmers are making plans and preparations for the coming growing season. One particular task lends itself well for making a metaphorical comment here, if I may, on what is perhaps the inevitability of the Northern Pass transmission lines. The farming task I'm speaking of is being certain to have enough fertilizer on hand. To this end, there are dairy farms that deliver and dump raw cow manure to me, which will then decompose into the wondrous sweet compost that we can then put on our fields to nourish our soil and our plants here in New Hampshire. Now, those big piles of raw cow manure are pretty gross. Nobody wants to see them or smell them. Certainly not the neighboring homeowners. It must be noted that these big raw stinking piles will naturally decompose all on their own if you just let them sit there. But it'll take a really long time. All that time, we would be imposing farmers on our neighbors, negatively affecting their quality of life, just so that my business can make profits. So I and all farmers quickly get to work on these piles. We move them, we flip them. This greatly increases the rate of decomposition, rapidly turning them into a sweet-smelling compost. Now, it must be mentioned that this flipping procedure comes with some financial cost to the farmer in terms of running and operating the tractor and the operator to continuously work the piles. It's an added expense that could be completely avoided by just leaving the towering, ugly piles right where they were dumped. I could tell the neighbors that it's just too expensive to work the piles constantly. Gee, sorry, but the numbers don't work for my business. It bites into my profits. So the piles will just have to stay where they are, all big and stinky, for a very long time, so I can save some money. Too bad about my neighbors. But of course, I and fellow farmers would never dream of doing that. We want to do the right thing by our neighbors, even if it costs us more to do so. Rightfully, rules around proper storage and handling of manure have been codified into law by regulatory agencies to be certain that the environment and our neighbors are protected, right? Today, I fear greatly that the oligarchy has already spoken, and this so-called Northern Pass is inevitable. If this is the case, then I implore you, the regulatory agency, here today, the Site Evaluation Committee, to do its job and protect all of our New Hampshire neighbors whose property will be irrevocably negatively affected by the giant towers in their pulsing electricity. Bury the line if it must cut through our state. It's not okay for a mega corporation to cite its own need for greater profits as justification for being a poor neighbor. Site Evaluation Committee, do your job. Make them be good neighbors. You work for us, not the oligarchs.